Chapter 8. Working Inside and Outside Cities. Some must live in cities to work for others. It is Satan's purpose to attract men and women to the cities, and to gain this object, he invents every kind of novelty and amusement, every kind of excitement. And the cities of the earth today are becoming as were the cities before the flood. We should carry a continual burden as we see the fulfillment of the words of Christ. As the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24, verse 37. In the days before the flood, every kind of amusement was invented to lead men and women to forgetfulness and sin. Today, in 1908, Satan is working with intensity that the same conditions of evil shall prevail, and the earth is becoming corrupt. Religious liberty will be little respected by professing Christians, for many of them have no understanding of spiritual things. We cannot fail to see that the end of the world is soon to come. Satan is working upon the minds of men and women, and many seem filled with a desire for amusement and excitement. As it was in the days of Noah, every kind of evil is on the increase. Divorce and marriage is the order of the time. At such a time as this, the people who are seeking to keep the commandments of God should look for retired places away from the cities. Some must remain in the cities to give the last note of warning, but this will become more and more dangerous to do. Yet the truth for today must come to the world. Truth as spoken by the lips of him who understood the end from the beginning. Lay members will move to cities to conduct evangelistic work. Close around us are cities and towns in which no efforts are made to save souls. Why should not families who know the present truth settle in these cities and villages to set up there the standard of Christ, working in humility? Not in their own way, but in God's way, to bring the light before those who have no knowledge of it. There will be laymen who will move into towns and cities, and into apparently out-of-the-way places, that they may let the light which God has given them shine forth to others. Some whom they meet will not appear to be the most promising subjects, but the only question should be, will they come into harmony with Christ? Will they become partakers of his spirit so that their influence, in precept and example, will present the attractions of the author of truth and righteousness? Institutions to be located outside cities, churches to be established inside. Repeatedly, the Lord has instructed us that we are to work the cities from outpost centers. In these cities, we are to have houses of worship as memorials for God. But institutions for the publication of our literature, for the healing of the sick, and for the training of workers are to be established outside the cities. Especially is it important that our youth be shielded from the temptations of city life. It is in harmony with this instruction that meeting houses have been purchased and rededicated in Washington, D.C., and in Nashville, while the publishing houses and the sanitariums at these centers have been established away from the congested heart of the cities as outpost centers. This is the plan that has been followed in the removal of other publishing houses and sanitariums into the country, and that is now being followed in Great Britain with regard to the London Publishing House and also the training school there. We are now given opportunity to advance in the opening providences of God by helping our brethren in these and many other important centers to establish the work on a firm basis, in order that it may be carried forward solidly. Churches to be established in cities. In every city where the truth is proclaimed, churches are to be raised up. In some large cities, there must be churches in various parts of the city. In some places, meeting houses will be offered for sale at reasonable rates, which can be purchased advantageously. Medical Ministry, 309. For additional information, see Chapter 10, Planting Churches in the Cities. City Missions. Every city should have a city mission. Although a few places have been entered, many centers should be established where there would be employed hundreds of workers. In every city, there should be a city mission that would be a training school for workers. Many of our brethren must stand condemned in the sight of God because they have not done the very work that God would have them do.
Samaritan work to serve those whom society ignores. Nothing will or ever can give character to the work in the presentation of truth as that of helping the people just where they are, as this Samaritan work. A work properly conducted to save poor sinners that have been passed by the churches will be the entering wedge where the truth will find standing room. A different order of things needs to be established among us as a people, and in doing this class of work, there would be created an entirely different atmosphere surrounding the soul of the workers. For the Holy Spirit communicates to all those who are doing God's service. And those who are worked by the Holy Spirit will be a power for good in lifting up, strengthening, and saving the souls that are ready to perish. City mission will increase other calls for help. We have a large territory to work in our cities. When a mission is established in a city, calls for laborers will come from the surrounding country. According to the light given me, during the last 30 years, not a thousandth part has been done of what ought to have been done. Plans for aggressive work should have been set in operation. Educational institutions. Church schools to be established in cities. Much more can be done to save and educate the children of those who at present cannot get away from the cities. This is a matter worthy of our best efforts. Church schools are to be established for the children in the cities, and in connection with these schools, provision is to be made for the teaching of higher studies where these are called for. These schools can be managed in such a way, part joining to part, that they will be a complete whole. Parents encouraged to send children to church schools. The church has a special work to do in educating and training its children, that they may not, in attending school or in any other association, be influenced by those of corrupt habits. The world is full of iniquity and disregard of the requirements of God. The cities have become as Sodom, and our children are daily exposed to many evils. Those who attend the public schools often associate with others more neglected than they, those who, aside from the time spent in the schoolroom, are left to obtain a street education. The hearts of the young are easily impressed, and unless their surroundings are of the right character, Satan will use these neglected children to influence those who are more carefully trained. Thus, before Sabbath-keeping parents know what is being done, the lessons of depravity are learned, and the souls of their little ones are corrupted. Educating students in the country, important to saving their souls. Let parents understand that the training of their children is an important work in the saving of souls. In country places abundant, useful exercise will be found in doing those things that need to be done, and which will give physical health by developing nerve and muscle. Out of the cities is my message for the education of our children. Sanitariums. Sanitariums to reach all classes. Great light has been shining upon us, but how little of this light we reflect to the world. Heavenly angels are waiting for human beings to cooperate with them in the practical carrying out of the principles of truth. It is through the agency of our sanitariums and kindred enterprises that much of this work is to be done. These institutions are to be God's memorials, where His healing power can reach all classes, high and low, rich and poor. Every dollar invested in them for Christ's sake will bring blessings both to the giver and to suffering humanity. Sanitariums and schools not to be established in cities. Some things have been presented to me that I deem of great importance. Light has been given that our institutions are not to be established in the midst of the cities. So great is the wickedness of these cities that much of what the eyes see and the ears hear has a demoralizing influence. Especially should our schools and sanitariums be located outside of the cities, in places where land can be secured. It would be a mistake for us to purchase or erect large buildings in the cities of Southern California for sanitarium work, and those who see advantages in doing this are not moving understandingly. A great work is to be done in preparing these cities to hear the gospel message. But this work is not to be done by fitting up in them large buildings for the carrying forward of some wonderful enterprise.
Best if sanitariums located in the country. Institutions for the care of the sick would be far more successful if they could be established away from the cities, and so far as possible, all who are seeking to recover health should place themselves amid country surroundings where they can have the benefit of outdoor life. Nature is God's physician. The pure air, the glad sunshine, the flowers and trees, the orchards and vineyards, and outdoor exercise amid these surroundings are health-giving, life-giving. City crime increases. Need to establish sanitariums in mountains. As we draw near to the close of time, the cities will become more and more corrupt, and more objectionable as places for establishing centers of our work. The dangers of travel will increase. Confusion and drunkenness will abound. If there can be found places in retired mountain regions where it would be difficult for the evils of the cities to enter, let our people secure such places for our sanitariums and advanced schools. Sanitarium buildings to promote health and happiness, not extravagance. As did Enoch, we must work in the cities, but not dwell in them. Nothing that savors of extravagance is to be seen in the outlay of means for building or for furnishing, because we have a prospect of receiving donations. Find a location that has a favorable atmosphere and carry on your work, but keep away from the residences of the rulers of the land. Exert your God-given powers for the people who need to be uplifted. Place not your institutions in the midst of the homes of wealthy men. If possible, we must secure for the sanitarium a site that will not be crowded, where there is ground that can be cultivated. Nothing is to be done for display. By strict economy, we are to show that we realize that we are strangers and pilgrims on the earth. In erecting our buildings, we must keep away from the great men of the world, and then let them seek the help they need by moving away from their associates into more retired localities. Let their attention be drawn to a people who love and fear God. If the sanitarium is not near the houses of rich men, they will not have opportunity to comment unfavorably upon it, because it is understood to be a place which receives suffering humanity of all classes. What is needed to give success? A large, expensive building? If so, we cannot have success. But this does not give success. It is the atmosphere of grace which surrounds the soul of the believer, the Holy Spirit working upon mind and heart, which makes him a savor of life unto life, and enables God to bless his work. God would bind his family of workers together by common sympathy, pure affection. Love and respect for one another has a telling influence and is a representation of practical godliness. Unbelief is cold and repulsive, dark and forbidding, and can only deny and destroy, while the work of faith, under all circumstances, can lift the head in conscious dignity and firm trust in God. Even youthful hearts may reveal surpassing beauty and glory in the path of self-denial and self-sacrifice by following where Christ leads the way, lifting his cross and bearing it after him to his Father's home in heaven, walking in the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord. Let all our buildings be prepared for health and happiness, being so arranged that every unnecessary step shall be saved. Let the sanitarium be so located that the patients will have the benefits of sunlight. There should be a fireplace in every sleeping room where patients live. These inside arrangements must be made even though the building is not in an exact line with roads or other buildings. The rooms should be furnished with comfortable chairs, not all made after the same pattern. The results will be far more satisfactory if the precision of the furniture is broken up. God has given us a plan for this in the variety of form and color seen in the things of nature. Means must be expended to obtain comfortable, restful articles of furniture. Patients will be much better pleased with them than if the furniture were all precisely the same. Properties suitable for sanitariums should be considered. In some important places, there will be offered for sale properties that are especially suitable for sanitarium work. The advantages of these should be carefully considered. In order that some of these places may be secured for our work, it will be necessary carefully to husband the resources, no extravagant outlay being made in any one place. The very simplicity of the buildings that we use will be a lesson in harmony with the truths we have to present. For our sanitarium work, we must secure buildings whose appearance and arrangement will be a demonstration of health principles.
Approval withheld to build sanitarium in city. With the light that I have had in regard to sanitariums where the sick are to be treated, I cannot give one word of counsel about huddling in the city. I cannot do it myself, and yet it may look very different to others. But with the light that I have, I could not advise placing a building in the city. You, Moran, are out of the city, I know. You are out at one side. That changes the proposition somewhat, but further than that, I could not say. I could not give you any advice. You will have to arrange that among yourselves, because I could not give advice to build a sanitarium in any city. I could not do it, because it has been so distinctly laid before me that when a sanitarium is built, it must be located where it can accomplish the end in view, the object for which it is established.
Vegetarian restaurants. Vegetarian restaurants to be established in cities. God would have restaurants established in the cities. If properly managed, these will become missionary centers. In these restaurants, publications should be kept at hand, ready to present to those who patronize the restaurant. The question often arises, should these restaurants be kept open on the Sabbath? The answer is, no, no. The Sabbath is our mark and sign, and should not become obliterated. I have recently had special light upon this subject. Efforts will be made to keep the restaurants open on Sabbath, but this should not be done. Vegetarian restaurants to teach principles of right living. Our restaurants must be in the cities, for otherwise, the workers in these restaurants could not reach the people and teach them the principles of right living. And for the present, we shall have to occupy meeting houses in the cities. But ere long, there will be such strife and confusion in the cities that those who wish to leave them will not be able. We must be preparing for these issues. The General Conference Bulletin, April 6, 1903, page 88. Spiritual food to be shared by workers at restaurants. The workers in our restaurants are to prepare for the future immortal life. Let them acquire the power and tact to prepare spiritual food for the souls of men and women in these large cities. Watch for souls as they that must give an account. The cities are to be warned, and these young men and young women should remember that time is precious. The world is increasing in wickedness as in the days of Noah. Cooking classes to be conducted. Every hygienic restaurant should be a school. The workers connected with it should be constantly studying and experimenting,
that they may make improvement in the preparation of healthful foods. In the cities, this work of instruction may be carried forward on a much larger scale than in smaller places. But in every place where there is a church, instruction should be given in regard to the preparation of simple, healthful foods for the use of those who wish to live in accordance with the principles of health reform. And the church members should impart to the people of their neighborhood the light they receive on this subject. 1902. First-class restaurants will result in inquiries. I have been instructed that one of the principal reasons why hygienic restaurants and treatment rooms should be established in the centers of large cities is that by this means, the attention of leading men will be called to the third angel's message. Noticing that these restaurants are conducted in a way altogether different from the way in which ordinary restaurants are conducted, men of intelligence will begin to inquire into the reasons for the difference in business methods and will investigate the principles that lead us to serve superior food. Thus, they will be led to a knowledge of the message for this time. 1902. Free spiritual literature to be provided. Those who come to our restaurants should be supplied with reading matter. Their attention should be called to our literature on temperance and dietetic reform, and leaflets treating on the lessons of Christ should also be given them. The burden of supplying this reading matter should be shared by all our people. All who come should be given something to read. It may be that many will leave the tract unread, but some among those in whose hands you place it may be searching for light. They will read and study what you give them, and then pass it on to others. 1902. Restaurants for non-members to be operated at camp meetings. At our camp meetings, there should be a restaurant where the poor can obtain wholesome, well-prepared food as cheaply as possible. There should also be another restaurant in which food is especially prepared for the education of outsiders, where they may see a representation of health reform diet. Treatment rooms.
Treatment rooms and vegetarian restaurants to be associated together. I have been given light that in many cities it is advisable for a restaurant to be connected with treatment rooms. The two can cooperate in upholding right principles. In connection with these, it is sometimes advisable to have rooms that will serve as lodgings for the sick. These establishments will serve as feeders to the sanitariums located in the country.